was having a tough time maintaining her hair, especially since the great water crisis had hit Fairyland. Now, the princess could only wash her hair once a week on Thursday between 6 a.m. and 6:25 a.m. when free-flowing water came in the tap.
That's a hairy twist to an old fairy tale, Rapunzel in a time of climate change. Bijal Vacharajani is an editor and children's book author in India. In her book, When Fairy Tale Lost Its Magic, climate change has changed the script entirely. Forget a happily ever after ending. How do you even begin to talk about a world so out of whack with children? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Vacharajani says you can give them hope, but not false hope.
I feel like you can't magically solve climate change. Then I wrote a book that had magic in it, and then I still refused to use magic to solve climate change.
Because there is no magic wand. And while poor people in poor countries might face the brunt of it, rich people in richer countries are hardly protected by a magic blanket, says writer Amitav Ghosh, author of books like The Great Derangement.
California is one of the richest parts of the world. And yet, California is suffering terrible impacts, not just from wildfires, but also from drought, etc.
Not exactly the stuff of children's books.
I do feel very increasingly despondent because I really do feel that we have passed the point of no return. And it makes me feel, you know, for my children, their possible future children, I think we are leaving them an utter dystopia.
But Vacharajani says we underestimate the resilience of kids.
You know, there's also cricket practice after that. So children are fairly resilient and they will cope with it.
And kids actually know more than we give them credit for.
I mean, the number of times that children have come up to me and told me trivia about tigers and elephants and fungi also. So I love putting all that in.
Yet a PBS NewsHour poll said 34% of 13 to 29-year-olds said climate change would impact their decision to have kids of their own. Rohan Chakravarti, who does green humor cartoons in India, has decided to just be a dog parent.
I am somebody who has chosen not to have kids because I see overpopulation as a burden to, on the environment.
Meanwhile, countries like India rightly say India's carbon footprint is just a fraction of America's. And India says its priority is to lift millions, including children, out of poverty. But is it going about it the right way, wonders Ghosh.
America is what they worship. They want to recreate India in the image of America. And it's such a disastrous project because actually the recreation of the land in America is itself coming undone.
America is dismantling many of its dams, while India is building even more in the mountains.
Even as the dams collapse, they push forward with more and more dams, more and more roads. To call this a disaster of climate change is inadequate. A lot of it is just a man-made disaster.
So if there's a message Rohan Chakravarti wants to get out, it's not just about plastic straws, it's more long-term. But when you're talking to children, you cannot let your messaging, your climate anxiety overwhelm the story. Instead, start in their own backyards.
I have children in the neighborhood who can identify cars, but not, butterflies and birds in their gardens.
If you don't know that tree outside your house, you're not going to want to protect it when somebody comes to, saw it down. And today it could be a tree, tomorrow it's an elephant, day after it's the planet.
By the way, Rapunzel didn't get her prince this time. There was just too much smog that day in Fairyland.
She hastily shut the window and glowered at the grey smog whirling outside her tower. Meanwhile, the prince kept waiting and waiting, but there was nary a sight of hare or hare.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Do 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 Whenever my head starts to hurt, before it goes from bad to feeling worse, I turn off my phone, I get down low, and put my hands in the dirt. I try to stop the world from moving so fast, try to get a grip on where I'm at, and simplify this dizzy life, and put my feet in the grass. I'm going back.